Ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
If you're looking for a way to relax and enjoy some entertainment, one of the first places you may go is your computer or TV to begin streaming the latest video offerings from Netflix, Hulu, or your local broadcaster and cable company. But despite all of the digital options available, let's face it, there still is nothing quite as powerful or moving as a live theatrical production. And Milwaukee is blessed with a wonderful array of theater companies to choose from. On this edition of UWM Today, we're joined by someone who has been part of the theater scene here in our city for nearly 40 years. He's Leroy Stoner. Colleagues describe Leroy as a walking encyclopedia of Milwaukee's theater history. He's just retired from UWM, where he was an associate professor and the chair of UWM's theater department. Before we let Leroy get away, we're going to talk to him today about his four decades of work in the theater in Milwaukee. Welcome, Leroy. It's really an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you, Tom. It's really a joy to be here.
Yeah. And you've been on the stage here in Milwaukee for a long time.
I've been around the stage. But my passion has been to be behind the scenes and doing the work that allows the show to go on and the performers to perform and everything to happen on time and on budget. That's another challenge. But
you've seen thousands of students come through the theater program over those years.
I am now teaching my former students' children. Yes, it has happened in at least two cases. And in fact, two of them graduated from UWM this spring, one in acting and one as a vocal performance major in the music department. So, yeah, that's pretty daunting.
At the beginning, just a few moments ago, I talked about all the different entertainment options that people have today. And truly, you know, listening to WUWM, we hear reviews of the latest movies and the TV options that are available, all the streaming options. And yet, as I said, there is something special about live theater.
Well, yes, there is very much. And a part of that's been is joyful because I think right now we've had a long tradition of public performance. And in our current configuration, we're providing 35 public performances every year, each academic year. Last year, for the last several years now and going into the future, it looks like we'll be doing seven different titles produced either in the main stage theater or in our black box theater, which is located in the Kenilworth building between Farwell and Prospect, just south of North Avenue.
Does that surprise you that in an age of all of these video options that people are not only interested in attending theater, but perhaps making a career out of it?
No, not at all, because audiences really appreciate the live interaction. And no matter how it gets virtual reality becomes, there's an experience there where, in fact, the audience member in the presence of the actor with the response, the audience's response, can actually influence the actor's performance and inspire the actor. So there's a two-way interconnect with live theater that once you enjoy it and realize it, you can get hooked on it and nothing else is ever quite like it.
I know when my wife and I go to the theater, we find ourselves developing this emotional connection with this person who's a few feet away from us on the stage that is unlike anything that we have watching a movie.
That's absolutely true. And that's one of our missions in the department, in the theater department, is to acquaint as many students as we can attract to our non-major classes to learn about that experience and gain that appreciation for the rest of their life going forward. For the last couple of years, One of my classes that I teach has become a favorite of the Saudi Arabian students that are at UWM. I don't know, you could probably tell me how many there are, but I've had as many as 45 students from Saudi Arabia in my class. And that's really a challenge because theater, as we know it and practice it, is really a European tradition. And a lot of the references and a lot of the life experiences that we think the audience has had is Western European. That's not true of the Saudi Arabian students. And so it's really a challenge sometimes to visit about the concepts and the constructs that pretty much many of us just take as common understanding. So that's been a real challenge. But even then, it's really fun to watch students who have never seen live theater performance. And by that, I mean a performance that has a story to tell, reaching out to do a communication. Some of our students, some of the Saudi Arabian students, have not actually seen that in their homeland. And so it's a first-time experience for them.
Well, and for students, not just from Saudi Arabia, but other parts of the
absolutely.
World, you know, there are countries that don't allow performances to
That's
take
true.
Place that are just part and parcel of what we
yep.
can choose from on any given night.
And believe it or not, there are some students and coming from families in the Milwaukee area that even though they've grown up here and gone through the public school system here, have not seen a traditional live theater performance. And so there's a reaching out across cultural and ethnic experiences, and theater is a really good means to do that.
So how's the theater scene evolved over these last 40 years that you've been in town?
Well, it's been pretty amazing, and doing a little reflection on my experience here and what it started with. I came in 1980, and the UWM theater program had just undergone a huge transition because what was happening in the U.S. were a number of nonprofit theaters were growing. It was the height of the regional theater movement. And theaters like the Milwaukee Rep, like Actors Theater in Louisville, like the Guthrie in Minneapolis, had been founded and were getting started. And Dean Corrigan and Sandy Robbins believed that there would be a need for classically trained actors to people or to populate the stages that were being built. And so they created what was called a Professional Actor Training Program, the PATP. And they did that in 1978.
But it didn't last, though.
Well, yes, well, things in theater are only last only to be taken apart and thrown away. We don't think of that when we're creating programs, but that program with Robbins and Jewel Walker and Leslie Rydell, they were the three principal teachers in that program. A little bit later, Susan Sweeney joined them to teach voice and speech. And this program got through about three iterations before the issue of the expensiveness of this kind of a program really came to bear on the issues. And the program simply was underfunded and not funded to a level that could continue. Where the first program had been focused solely on acting, on performance, the second iteration included areas of stage management, costume production, and technical production. So there were four curricular tracks in that conservatory.
So one could say that, in fact, it opened up the pathway for more students to come in and get an experience in the theater than that very select group of
right.
students who were perhaps acting at a very different level.
It was still a very select group because not a lot of students in high school identify the production areas as a place where they can earn a living and be close to live theater. And that's what the recruitment was about, was getting those students into a place where they could work in a conservatory modeled around the way a professional theater program works. During these times, from the very beginning, the days, the schedule of the day, the schedule of rehearsals was modeled on an equity rehearsal schedule for a live, for a professional theater. And so in the rhythm of the day and in the rhythm of the work from the very beginning, we were orienting the students to be prepared to work professionally.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and in the studio with us is Mr. Theater, we'll call him, Leroy Stoner. Leroy just retired as chair of UWM's theater department. He's been on the scene for 40 years here in Milwaukee, not only overseeing the theater program at UWM, but also very, very actively connected to the theater programs throughout the region. Yeah. Leroy, I want to talk a little bit about the regional theater scene, because I know that's one of your interests. And I mentioned we're blessed with some amazing theater companies.
We have been, and UWM has been part of the problem. And I say part of the problem because a lot of folks got their taste of doing theater at UWM and wanted to continue. And perhaps most notable is the group of Theater X, which began back in the even before the PATP. That would have been back in 1975. Theater X came out of UWM and worked as a collaborative theater for a number of years, and dissolved in recent history, in the last 6 or 8 years ago. I'm not sure.
There always seems to be another theater company taking the place of the one who goes.
In Tandem Theater, founded by Chris and Jane Fleer. Chris is a graduate of the UWM theater program. Most recently, we had a group called Young Blood Theater, which was founded by students coming out in the... so they were coming out in 2014. Michael Cody and Jason Wasak and some other students created a company that never had a place of its own but was known for doing site-based work. They would find a place and put on a play in a bar, put on a place in an abandoned hospital, whatever they could find, and that was themed according to the story that they were doing. So Youngblood Theater.
It's healthy for a community to have all these options, isn't it?
It is. It is. And these are just the ones that are that I named that have had a relationship to UWM. Many theaters here have started because they've had a relationship perhaps to UW Whitewater. And so there's that connection. There have been a couple of small groups that have started by our colleagues at Marquette or by students, alums from Marquette. So it makes the Milwaukee a very rich town for live theater performance, rich way beyond its what its population would typically say. I teach a theater management class, and in that class I have a slide that shows the number of small professional theaters in Chicago and the population of Chicago. And theaters like the Goodman, theater like Steppenwolf, nationally known theater companies in Chicago. Then I take and show a slide with the Milwaukee theater companies and the total population of Milwaukee. And it's just outrageous. We have about three times the number of theaters per person. That's not the right ratio. But based upon our population, our percentage of theaters is much higher than it is in Chicago.
Why is that? Is it just because we have this wonderful training program for actors, or is it something about the audience?
Well, I think audiences in Milwaukee have been very, very supportive. Theaters like Skylight Theater, like Chamber Theater, Renaissance Theater. Renaissance Theater did some of its first performances at UWM, although the founders were not UWM students. We were a host and helped that happen. A few years later, Milwaukee Shakespeare found a place at UWM for 2 years. when the production students were needing a company to work with in live performance. So I think it's been the people in Milwaukee really support live theater performance. You've had a very strong institution teaching and providing qualified graduates who are committing to doing theater as their life career. And you kind of put these things all together in a relatively small area. And I think that's made a lot of the excitement and energy that we have here.
What are your most memorable theatrical productions or presentations over these years?
Do you
have any favorites?
I do, from the technical side, which was my area of interest, lighting and tech production. We did a play of Tom Stoppard's On the Razzle many years ago. I think Leslie Riedel directed that. That was before the folks went to Delaware. And it was just very technically complex, but beautifully, beautifully designed. Another production that sticks out in my mind is one that Malcolm Morrison directed here, and that was a production of Macbeth that we did in the Main Stage Theater. I personally am very fond of the Main Stage Theater on the UWM campus because it's one of the more interesting and exciting places in the all the system schools for live performance. And it's a fairly small audience with a relatively large stage space that you can open up. And we opened it up from wall to wall, and Macbeth actually played in what seemed like a vast space, whether we were out on the we just controlled it. And, of course, I had the fun because I got to control the space with lighting, help us tell the story, lead us through scene to scene. And that work was done with in conjunction with scenic designer Sandra Strawn, who was a member of our faculty at that time, costume designer Jeffrey Leader, member of our faculty at that time, and the three of us just had a great time.
And plenty of stage blood
plenty of that.
You've also had some amazing graduates come through or students over the years. Let's name one of them, Willem Dafoe, who was on the stage at UWM and now on the world stage as an internationally known artist in film.
Yes, Dafoe came through before my time. I was not here when that happened. I think he was about 6 or 7 years before I got to Milwaukee.
Mid-70s, I think.
1980. We have others. Some folks that are out there. I think I forgot to mention Brian Mani, Jim DeVita, who have become mainstays of the company at American Players Theater in Spring Green. The first summer I came up to Milwaukee, my friend knew a friend who was out there working on that sand hill to open a theater. And we visited out there before the costumes had been able to be shipped from New York. They didn't even have a light board and so that. I go back and have a connection to that. Some of the more current students, one that I'm really enjoy watching is Jeremy Holm. Jeremy Holm came out of about the mid-90s, and he has really created a career for himself in characters for Netflix, one called The Ranger, and he's got another one coming out, I think, this summer. Not to mention, I mentioned Norman Moses. Who's Norman's wife? Help me. I can't. Tom, you shouldn't give me a.
We'll sniff that too. let me pick up here because we're gonna move a couple of things around here. Leroy, although we talk about some of the stars that have come off of the stage, people who have and in some cases continue to perform at the very highest level, either on stage or in film. One of the other great things about your theater program at UWM is the training that you do for those high school teachers, the ones who are conducting those performances that will be the first time a lot of our youngsters, our children, get on the stage.
Yes.
That's a really important piece of the education, isn't
it? Well, it's very important. And we restored that about 12 years ago, because when this focus on training professionals occurred, some of the things that the department had been doing were taken out of the basket. And one of the things that was taken out of the basket was teacher education. And it wasn't until about 10 years ago that we put that back in. And it is important. And we not only believe it's important to get the ideas out there and get quality people teaching theater so that high school kids can have a really positive experience, it's also a way of recruitment. It's a way that students find out about the fact that they can go to college in theater and that UWM is a good place to go.
And isn't it also important that not only do the students get experience on the stage, but there are many, many more students in the grade schools and high schools who are watching these performances and getting their first taste as a viewer. I mean, that's
viewer.
The audience of tomorrow,
yep,
right?
Yep. And what we and what they see is should be as good as it can be, should be the best that can be done by the students at the school, the high school students. Yes, that's very important. But it's also important for UWM to reach out and bring those students in to see university performance as well. So there's a connection there. I thought you were going in another direction. I wanted to also mention that UWM theaters had a really strong impact on the commercial scene in Milwaukee because several providers of theatrical hardware and scenery and rigging and lighting, one of which has come out of UWM, and that's Main Stage Theatrical, which was founded just about the time I got here. Milwaukee has when you have the performance, then you have all of the other areas that go with it, the production areas, the people that know how to do lighting, that know how to do sound, that know how to do painting and paint scenery. And there's a real strong core of professionals in that area that we can draw on and bring back to UWM to help us out. In fact, talking about helping us out, Tom, I can tell you about a friend of yours by the name of Jim Lujack, who helped us out when we needed to make some changes because of the accident that we had in the theater when we had our
fire. That's right.
Fire.
That's right. My younger brother has spent his whole life working in, around, on, above stages, and he is just a master at it. Let's talk a little bit about the tragedy that occurred now, 2 years ago with the fire at the Main Stage Theater.
Yes.
You almost lost the building.
Yes, it was a very, very serious incident. We had been working in the building on a work call on Saturday afternoon. We'd been preparing a show by the name of Arcadia, another Tom Stoppard piece, and we'd been doing work. The shop was shut down. Things were checked. Things were looked for. The shop was closed down about 8:30, quarter to 9 that evening. We were alerted. Students working in the art building, which is connected and adjacent, called in a fire in the scene shop. And we had a serious fire in the shop. There was lumber in there. There was styrofoam for cutting out cornices and things of that sort. And this made a very hot and very difficult fire. The fire itself did not get out into the stage, but the smoke did, and enough heat got out there that it set the sprinklers off. So on the stage itself and in the auditorium, we had serious smoke damage and water damage because of the sprinkler system.
And that came just as you were about to be put on a major production.
That's right. We had a show scheduled to go into the theater about 2 weeks after the fire.
Fortunately, nobody got hurt in the fire.
No one was hurt.
That was the good thing.
That was good. It happened late in the evening, and it took us about 2 years to. We were able to take the show and perform it at the Steam Key Theater at the Milwaukee Rep. Milwaukee Rep was very gracious in making space available for us. And then we had the task. We went back to the task of reclaiming and, rebuilding the scene shop, the stage, and the auditorium because of the damage that had been incurred there.
Nobody ever wants to wish an incident like that on anyone or any place. But at the end of the day, when the rebuilding was done, UWM ended up with a phenomenal new theater on which the next generation of technicians, artists, performers will be able to get their experience.
It's true. The theater has incredible structural bones in it. The equipment prior to the fire was nearly 50 years old, some of the systems were. And because of the damage, the smoke damage, smoke and water is a really nasty combination on metal. And so a number of the systems were replaced. A major part of the lighting system was replaced. Much was salvaged and put back to work. So it was quite a deal, challenging and working through and sorting what could be kept and made workable and what needed to be replaced.
Yeah, great memories. Well, Leroy, you've seen so much on the stage. You've been such a big part of productions, not just at UWM, but by virtue of your teaching, the work that is being done at theaters now really throughout the country, students who have come through and have benefited from your wise counsel. So you're going to miss the theater now that you're retired?
I don't know. I'm not going to miss it because I'm going to attend as much theater as I can. Hopefully, I'll have a little more time. I don't know. We'll have to see. I have no plans right now about what I'm going to do. I'm going to, as I've done pretty much through my life, I've been very fortunate to never have been unemployed for more than a couple weeks. And I'm going to relax a little bit, enjoy this break, and figure out what I'm going to...
See what your epilogue is, right?
Yeah. I have some ideas, but we'll have to see if I stick to them.
Leroy, just a pleasure having you in the studio today. Best of luck in your retirement, and thanks for a job well done after 4 decades of helping lead UWM's theater department to new heights.
Thank you, Tom.
Leroy Stoner, former associate professor and chair of the theater department at UWM, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. Well, that's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.